The viola has always been the middle child in the orchestra, larger, heavier, and harder to finger than its smaller sister, the violin, and unable to achieve the lowest lows of its big brother, the cello. But in the hands of a great performer, the viola is a wonderful, often vocal-sounding string instrument in its own right, with lots of great music to play. University of North Carolina School of the Arts professor of viola, Sheila Brown, is one such performer, and you can hear for yourself during her upcoming recital with Czech pianist David Kalhaus and harpist Jackie Bartlett. The performance is Tuesday night, January 15th at 7:30 in the beautiful Watson Hall on the UNCSA campus. On the wide-ranging program titled The Viola in My Life is the Morton Feldman piece by the same name, music by Turkish composer Hasan Ukarsu, Haydn Divertimenti, Paul Hindemith's 1939 Sonata, and Benjamin Britten's Lacrimae. I began by asking Sheila about 20th century American composer Morton Feldman.
Well, his soundscape is completely unique from anything else that violists play. It reminds me a little bit of this cloudy day that we have here, and things move at a glacially slow pace in his music, which I just love. It's a whole different mindset, and I think it's very meditative to play music like this.
Yeah.
Also, for the age that we live in, which is all about hype and go, 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 and Starbucks and all of this, this slows us down and makes us hyper aware, in a good way, of the little noises that we don't hear all the time. So it really expands your range of what you hear. And, you know, it also tests the limits of what we think music should be.
Paul Hindemith, who are the big influences? I remember being quoted saying nobody influenced me, but B.S.
Bach.
Bach
was a huge influence on him.
Yeah, yeah. And what else?
And jazz was also a great influence on him. I mean, when he was growing up in Germany, of course, jazz was huge. And he played in dance bands, you know, when he was a kid growing up. All sorts of instruments he played. And he was also concertmaster of the Frankfurt Opera. So he got around. He was like the man of all trades. You know, he could kind of do great at whatever he picked up.
I think it's comes off in this sonata in that, you know, yeah, Stravinsky had a little jazz influence too, and Shostakovich tried his hand at the jazz suite.
Yeah.
But their jazz takes, I'm sorry, were a little square compared to this man's.
Not Hindemith.
Hindemith really
could really get into the mood.
Dark and foreboding comes to mind at the Britten piece, at least large sections of this thing. And then at the very end, it's like a bat out of hell.
Well, it's funny because this is a theme in Variations, but it's backwards. So you have the most abstract variations in the opening of the piece, and then it clarifies as you get closer and closer to the end. It turns into this beautiful John Dowland song, Flow My Tears, which is Lacrimae, is from the Latin, of course, meaning tears, which is the title of this work. And so it just sort of soars at the end, you know, with this simple, gorgeous melody. But it starts out, that's right, kind of from the bowels and works its way up to heaven type thing.
Violist and University of North Carolina School of the Arts professor Sheila Brown, The Viola in My Life, with Sheila, pianist David Kalhaus, and harpist Jackie Bartlett, is Tuesday night, January 15th at 7:30 in beautiful Watson Hall on the UNCSA campus. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. And you can hear Sheila live in Studio Wave this Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, where she'll shatter the many myths surrounding her instrument and repertoire. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.